Baby girl. Hey. Yeah. No, the other baby girl. Of course I mean you. The only one for me, kitten. Come on, baby girl. It's past your bedtime. It is certainly time for sleepies. You need what? Just 10 more seconds to finish your raid. Okay? I don't understand anything about that. All I see is watch you click the mouse and little guys run around, but come on, baby. I think it's time to be done. Come on. Alright, I know you're milking this for all it's worth. Come on, baby girl. Shut it down. Your friends will still be there in the morning. There'll be plenty of more raids to do. Come here. Why don't you grab your favorite book and come have a sit on my lap. Read your bedtime story, and then I'll send you upstairs and we'll put you to bed, alright? Alright, what'd you bring me, huh? Aesop's Fables. Alright, baby girl, I think we can do that. Why don't you come here and have a sit on my lap? You are so fucking cute. God. Alright. You want me to pick the one tonight? Alright, I'll pick the story. Tell me a little bit about your day, huh? Of course you did. Mm-hmm. Oh, with your Aerie? Okay. Which one is Aerie? The Fox Girl. Okay. Sure. I don't understand, but if it makes you happy, kitten, that's all that matters to me. My day. Long, boring, but it's always better when I come home and see you. Now, how about this one, huh? Belling the Cat. That seems appropriate for you, doesn't it, baby girl? You are, after all, daddy's little kitten. Okay. Snuggle in, kitten. Ready? Alright. The mice once called a meeting to decide a plan to free themselves of their enemy, the cat. At least they wished to find some way of knowing when she was coming, so they might have some time to run away. Indeed, something had to be done, for they had lived in such constant fear of her claws that they hardly dared stir from their dens by day or night. Well, you are my kitten, but I am not afraid of your claws. Many plans were discussed, but none of them was thought good enough. At last, a very young mouse got up and said, "I have a plan that seems very simple, but I know it will be successful. All we have to do is hang a bell around the cat's neck. When we hear the bell ringing, we will know immediately that our enemy is coming." What do you think about that, baby girl? Should I get my little kitten a collar with a bell? That way I'll always know when you're coming to visit me. We won't be able to sneak up on Daddy anymore. Anyway, all the mice were much surprised that they had not thought of such a plan before. But in the midst of the rejoicing over their good fortune, an old mouse arose and said, "I will say the plan of the old mouse is very good, but let me ask one question. Who will bell the cat?" And the moral of the story, baby girl? It's one thing to say something that should be done, but it's quite a different matter to do it. Okay. Now, I believe I said that you should get ready to bed. And now it is a matter of you actually doing it, isn't it, baby girl? Because good girls always listen to daddy, and then they get rewards. Yeah, you are daddy's good girl, aren't you, baby? That's right. All right, baby girl. Why don't you run upstairs? Go put daddy's favorite little nightgown on. You know the one. Slip in the bed, kitten, and I'll be up to tuck you in, okay? Good girl. Hurry along. Look at how cute you are in bed, baby girl. Let me tuck you in, okay? Actually, let you slide over a little bit and let me lay down next to you. I want to feel how warm and soft my little baby girl is. How could I say no to this, huh? Hmm. You're such a good girl for daddy, aren't you, kitten? That's right. That's right. I love to feel your body up against mine, baby girl. You're so warm and soft. You're so sweet when it's bedtime. You're such a good little girl for me, aren't you? Good night, kitten.